Welcome to Hammer Dome! Number one sports betting show coming up at Bat Feed Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya.
Saya.
Good day to you, Nick. Skate.
How we doing? How we doing? Good day, lads.
Good day, good day, good day. And Emmett McMahon, how are you?
I am doing great, Tony. How are you doing today?
Fucking, I am doing fantastic. It is a beautiful feel-good Friday, and wait a second.
Don't even bring it.
I had a conversation with Cheeseburgers out there, and he said, do you just want me to start the show in with you guys?
Oh, interesting.
And I said, yeah.
Probably fucking, he was microwaving one, so he's probably standing and waiting.
I mean, this is absolutely
unbelievable. He usually stands and waits right at the door.
I just heard a rather loud, oh, and it wasn't from Mitt, so I assume it's from Bruce.
I mean, there's only two options.
Oh,
shit.
Finally, some fucking winners on the diamond.
Yeah, Picks Friday.
And guess what? If it's a fucking push, it doesn't matter.
It's not a loss.
Sorry to break it to you. Next time I will tweet the pushes in the tweet.
Yeah.
For fuck's sakes. Jeez.
Okay.
Can't we just have a winning fucking night?
Give us a fucking
one break. Time.
Well, since Cheeseburger Bruce isn't here, maybe there's one place we start. We're the host, you do what you want.
Well, no. Okay. Yeah. We're going to get there. Feel good Friday. Yeah. And Picks Friday.
Hell yeah.
Giving out all the picks for today. You know, it's Friday. You guys want to get out. You guys want to get to your happy hours. Get on your vacations. It's summer. You know, we're not going to hold you up, okay? Who would we be to hold you up? But no, last night, fucking half a second left on the ice for Tampa.
We knew it was Tampa.
Never a doubt.
We knew it was.
They're fucking dogs at home again, dude.
They blocked like 1,000 shots last night. I think 12 guys went down the tunnel and came back at different points.
Stamkos even took one. I was like, oh no, not Stammer.
That's a captain, man. We need to start giving Stammer some more respect. He needs to be
put I feel like we give him plenty of respect.
Yeah, I'm talking the royal we.
Okay.
As society, we need to start giving him a little more respect.
You're talking about we the people.
We the people, yes. Yeah.
It needs to be put up there with the Sakics and the Eisermans and the whatnot. That is a captain.
And then the find a way parlay was with the Avs. I started watching that game.
I felt way too confident.
I texted Gump.
Like, there was never a thought that we were going to lose with Avalanche.
No,
there
I texted Gumpy and I said, hold on, my exact words were, where is it? Blues are buzzing. Little worried.
Yeah.
That was about 5 minutes into the game.
Blues could have won that game like 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't get one to go early. And I was like, okay, this happens. Fucking teams come and they come and they come and they don't get one. And then the other team gets one and then it's fucking the whole tides. And
we
it just
said
never.
It before the series started, too. Like, the Blues have a great shot to win this. I know their record wasn't that good against the Avs, but in game one, they played them close and played them tight, obviously. Club. And in game two, they were fucking buzzing.
Mm-hmm. They were.
I thought it would be more of a homer series.
Sure.
But
they lose game three, all of a sudden they're in it. You know?
Yes. 1,000%. JT is currently leading the PGA championship. I actually hit on a nice little fucking round robin, hit 10 of 12 on 3-ball. Corey Connors is dead.
20 over?
Yeah, not good. Absolutely not good. We put in some live bets today on JT because once he was flirting with the lead and, you know, if the wind sticks around this afternoon, it's going to be hard. Rory's already dropped a shot. Bill Zalatoris is the worry. Bill Zalatoris is playing very well. Conn Smith is playing well too. So I put a little insurance fucking bet in on Conn Smith. We'll keep you updated on the championship.
There you go.
Last night, Celtics just pretty much took care of business from beginning to end.
It's the fucking C's, baby.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart is a dog.
How'd your props go, Mitt?
Bam played like absolute shit.
6 points.
Big Al, that's Big Al difference. Yeah. Tried to warn you about Big Al on the low post.
Jesus Christ.
Tried to warn you.
I mean, well, it didn't really help on the defensive side for the total either, so I went 1-2. I kind of got crushed. Okay. But Celtics money line was a plus money.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. They're 6.5 point favorites tomorrow night.
Celts?
Are you laying that?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to find some way to parlay it with something.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. I'm not. I mean, 6. And I mean, I am going to take it. Obviously, I will on my own after a couple of
Bud Lights.
I will be taking that. But feels like that's something that should be parlayed. Celtics money line and whatever you like.
Okay, let's get into today. We will start on the ice, Nick.
All right.
We will start in Carolina. Series is 1-0, Canes. That game, whether you like it or not, could have gone either way, game one.
Yeah.
Canes are 172 on the money line. Plus 150 if you want to lay a half. 142 for the Rangers. Total is 5.5. Lowest of the playoffs. Lowest of this round of the playoffs so far. What are we thinking, boys?
A lot of different ways to attack this one. Rangers obviously played very well. Rangers arguably deserved the win.
Yeah.
Game one.
Who?
Why?
I would expect Carolina to play a much better effort on home ice.
Who's fucking...
Hold on. You guys keep going. Yeah, I'll find it.
That up. I don't hate Rangers plus 1.5 again, which is at minus 182.
Wow.
It's a lot to lay again, but you're getting that goal and a half, obviously. I'm going to go with the Canes again. That's my official pick. Canes money line.
All right.
We do not have a...
there's no guy?
We don't have a tweet yet saying who it is.
It's got to be Cowher, right?
We do have a tweet 33 minutes ago that they did put a white towel that says defend North Carolina, defend NC on
NC. That's what they're rolling with, yeah.
On everyone's seat. I don't know if they've done this before, but there will be a lot of white towels in the building.
I think they know home ice is important in this one. So
which I don't like going against
NC.
I don't like
or a towel.
The towel handout.
Towel. Though. Yeah.
You know me. I know what the towel.
I know
can
a
do.
Towel, and I see a towel.
Here's what's intriguing though. I'm just saying, like, I'm leaning Rangers plus 1.5, but at the same time, like, if you know it's going to be a close game, and we're thinking Carolina is going to win on home ice, the plus one or the minus 1.5 for Carolina is also intriguing because you're playing for that empty netter possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I only see one way tonight.
You do see a way though.
Yes.
What's your way?
Flames, Canes, moneyline parlay.
Like that as well. Yes. I was also going to go with the Flames.
That is, I mean, you get them both. What do you mm-hmm. got? You don't got to deal with this land with the 60 minute. You don't got to worry about that. So you go, where's the parlay? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did you lose the parlay? Did you lose the way?
Can't parlay with all my picks in there. Whatever it may be, if someone can put that in, what Calgary and the Canes money line it
that
parlay
is. That comes out to plus 146.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Vander Kane was just speaking just a little bit ago, Oilers forward, and he mentioned that he basically said they asked him about Milan Lucic because they almost got into it last game. And that would be a heavyweight tilt. And he said, don't care when Lucic is on the ice. We anticipate and welcome him to be on the ice whenever and wherever. So Kane ain't scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucic also a lot of cement in his skates.
Kane also gave
unless
probably
he can start barreling down.
The most obvious quote of all time, if we don't let up 9 goals, we probably win that game.
That is, when you think about it,
it's
probably correct.
Hell, probably correct.
Could have gave up 5.
Yeah, the way that went, you could have.
Yeah.
So I expect it to be a little chippier. So maybe slightly less scoring, you would think.
Is the entire world going to be over 6.5?
You would also have to think the entire. But Markstrom's got to play better.
No, no, right? I'm just Guppy. Saying everyone's going to go over the 6.5.
Markstrom has those games.
Makes me want to take the under
with the Canucks
so bad, but I'm not because those dudes were absolutely fucking flying around.
They do
Mike
fly.
Smith.
The ice is great.
They fucking fly around.
Mike Smith is a problem, dude. That guy is a fuck.
But I'm with Gumpy. Flames money line and Canes money line.
Yeah,
home favorites. It's a lot to lay, but like you said, you go with the parlay.
And then tomorrow, I mean, I'll run it back with the same squads. You get Colorado minus 160 money line, and then Tampa Bay, obviously, at minus 108.
Colorado is a dog at home, and they're pretty good on the road, too. St. Louis is a dog at home as well, though.
If you like St. Louis at home, plus 136 money line.
I'm all over Tampa again. with you guys. I think we are declaring the Panthers dead already.
Yeah, there's no reason not to bet Tampa.
The St. Louis, Colorado one, I don't know. I might pull my feet up for that one and see what we get from the Blues.
Fair play.
Okay. Let's go to the NBA tonight. 6 is the number. Now, there is a report that Luka's been battling an illness.
Flu-like symptoms. Got a fucking bad mind.
6 is the number.
Like this fucking...
Golden State looked dominant in the game one.
I'm laying 6. I don't care.
With the Warriors?
Yeah. I mean, it's such an unhyped boy bet going against Luka, but I don't know. His team stinks.
Warriors were pretty hype in my day.
Yeah, they were very hype.
They were very hype.
They were Steph was very hype.
See, I was always on the LeBron train, so I could never back Steph.
I didn't like LeBron with the Heat, but I liked LeBron. I was on the Cavs side of the Cavs Warriors.
Yeah,
I
was the other way. Because he crushed
when KD, tough scene.
There's a boost. Klay to score 5 in the first, and the Warriors to win the first, which is a nice little get it over with fucking boost.
That's super fun, actually. I'm hopping on that.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Oof.
Super excited.
Tell you what.
Warriors to win between 1 and 5 points is plus 430.
I am definitely going to sprinkle on that.
Take the plus 430.
And I would also, so if you take that and then you take between 6 and 10 with plus 390.
Take it.
Unless you.
Is that your see the way for the night?
I mean, 11 to 15 is plus 500, 16 to 20 plus 800. What they win game one by?
Like almost 30, I think. It was like 20 something. I don't know. I stopped watching. I was pissed.
I tell you what, I don't feel good about this tonight.
No, not at all.
Fuck, I don't see a way.
I feel great about this. Let's go. -6, Warriors.
Okay.
And tomorrow, I'm probably going to lay the -6 with Boston.
Okay.
Will there be overtime? Plus 1,400.
Not a chance. I think the Warriors are just going to beat the shit out of them.
Okay. We will see. Now, this is where I was going to do the Preakness, but...
Whatever. Fucking Rome is up to nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Diamond. Pretty decent slate today. I've got 5. What are you working with?
Let's see. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 slate?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Letting them fly.
Arizona, I believe, is up. Or no. Were they up on the Cubs? It was 2-2. Up early. 4-2 who?
4-2 Diamondbacks.
Okay.
Fuck, D-backs are fucking
They're good. They cover. Those motherfuckers cover.
Jeez.
The Apple TV 6:35 game is St. Louis at the Buccos. Wainwright and Zach Thompson. I'm going to go St. Louis full game money line.
Wow. Full piece.
Yeah, they have the better bullpen. I'd like to see them get as many bats as they can. Wainwright has been the better pitcher. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, I got cards. Money line. Cards first 5 money line. So here we go.
Okay. Atlanta's at Miami. Chuck Morton versus Trevor Rogers. I'm going to go Miami first 5 plus a half.
Wow.
Atlanta is not good versus lefties. Trevor Rogers hasn't been good at home for some reason. I don't know. For some reason, that doesn't worry me, though. And Miami's been top 5 versus righties. So I'll take the plus the half versus the Braves.
All right.
White Sox.
Yeah.
Are at the Yankees. Keuchel versus Cortez. I'm going to go Yankees full game run line minus the 1.5. The White Sox, and let me make sure I get this correct. Oh, no, it's okay. So it's. They are 1, 2, 3, 4th worst in the AL as far as bullpen. Yankees have the best bullpen, so I got no problem with taking the full game in this one.
I'm going to take Yanks first half result.
Okay.
With Cortez. Cortez is a...
He's been a dog.
He gets it done.
Dodgers are at Philly. Julio Urias and Ranger Suarez. I'm good on this
one. Yeah, I'll pass. But I'm Might go a week or two without touching the Phillies. Either way.
Tampa at Baltimore. Yeah. Jalen Beeks versus Wells. Are you going with Beeks?
Give me Beeksy. I think this is a decent number to get the Rays at first five money line.
It is. Yeah. He hasn't had many outings, but what his outings have been good.
I like Beeksy.
I'm staying away, though. Just didn't feel it. Scooble is going against Savali in Detroit and Cleveland. I don't want any of this.
Nah, thanks.
No, thank you.
No.
Robbie Ray versus Michael Wacha. Seattle at Boston. I am on Boston first five money line minus the 114.
I'm with you, my friend. Wacha has been very good this year. Robbie Ray was a bit better his last time out, but Trevor Story, three home runs last night. Feels like Sox might be getting going a bit here.
Would you like to know Waka's home ERA?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
So let's hope that. Let's keep that fucking going.
I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will.
Positive of it.
We got Smeltzer versus Daniel Lynch on Twins and Cape. Oh, you're on this one?
Fucking big Smeltzy.
Okay, Twins.
Yep.
They are the better team.
John Smoltzer.
Johnny Devin Smoltzer versus Daniel Lynch. Yeah,
give me the Twin money.
Texas at Houston. Marty Perez versus Christian Javier. I was trying to find a way to take Texas in this one with Marty Perez because he's actually been pretty good.
Yeah.
But they haven't hit it.
Yeah, I was hoping to get Astros money line at something decent. I'm not laying minus half. For whatever reason, Marty Perez is a good pitcher this year. I mean, good for him. I did not see this one coming.
Fetty's going against Lauer, Washington versus Milwaukee. The Nats bats have been too good for me to take the Brewers in this spot, so I'm not going to do
it. Yeah, it's too rich of a number.
Oakland is at the Angels. Blackburn versus Chase Sillseth. I'm out.
I love Blackburn.
I know you do.
Give me the A's first five plus a half.
Oh, no.
Did this flip?
No, my last game got postponed.
What's that?
Mets at Rockies.
Ah.
I was going to take Mets full game money line.
I was on Mets first five, actually, Carrasco.
San Diego at San Francisco will be the last game. Manea versus Jakob Yunis. I wanted to potentially take the Padres.
Yeah.
I didn't trust them hitting the ball, though, so I stayed away.
Yeah, I don't love what I'm about to do here.
You taking Padres?
Yeah, give me the Dads plus a half.
You do love Manea.
Yeah. Do love the Giants, too.
I know you do.
I don't know about Yunis, though.
I think, obviously, Manea has probably been the better of the two. But fucking Jakob's got a fucking 174.
I think he only throws an inning or two, doesn't he? Or is he a full time?
No, he's gone five in each of his four starts.
Jeez.
Gave up 0-0, but he gave up two in each of his last two.
Don't love that. Come on, Manea.
Yeah,
be allowed. Be allowed.
I'm going to stay away from that one. So, in all, I have St. Louis full game money line against the Buccos. Marlins first five plus a half against the Braves. Yankees full game run line. And then Boston first five money line.
Cards first five money line, Yanks first half result, Rays first five money line, Twins first five money line, A's first five plus a half, Padres first five plus a half, Red Sox first five money line.
The only boost tonight is on that NBA game. Let's head to the weekend for footy.
Yeah, here we go.
How many you got? A lot.
Ooh, jeez. That's all we got. Got to empty the chamber. This is the last weekend. Saturday, where are we, lad? Saturday, La Liga, Celta Vigo draw no bet at Valencia. They've won two of three. Valencia haven't won in six. To the Serie A, I'll take Bologna, draw no bet at Genoa. Lazio, money line versus Verona. Lazio haven't lost in three.
Pretty good.
Juventus, I don't know if they're resting players or whatever, but they are even money, double chance at Fiorentina.
Really?
I mean, I don't know who's going to be out there, but I'll take my chances on Juventus, double chance. Ligue 1, Lyon, money line at Clermont. They've won 3 of 4. Marseille, draw no bet versus Strasbourg. Nantes, draw no bet versus Saint-Étienne. Saint-Étienne have lost 4 straight. Nantes has been a pretty good squad this year in Ligue 1.
Okay.
And then Nice, money line at Reims. They've won 3 of 4. And then to the last dance in the EPL on Sunday, Give me West Ham draw, no bet at Brighton.
Hammers won last time.
Yeah, come on. Leicester moneyline versus Southampton. Okay. I'll take Man U draw, no bet at Palace.
Ooh.
Brentford draw, no bet versus Leeds. La Liga, I'll take Atletico Madrid draw, no bet at Real Sociedad. Barcelona draw, no bet versus Villarreal. And Sevilla draw, no bet versus Athletic Bilbao.
Okay.
Yep. Come on, Villa.
Good luck.
Come on, Villa.
Hey, good luck.
I'll take Villa. Villa double chance. That one's for me. Come on, lads.
Bruce, are we going to get a fucking pick for the Preakness or what?
Jeez.
What is this guy doing? I don't know. I mean, there's no... Where you been, dude?
Where you been, dude?
Thought you were going to be...
Juventus in here.
Thought you were going to be in here for the whole time.
I don't want to interrupt the fucking...
Thought you were gonna be in here the whole time.
Back and all that.
You don't need your computer, dude. Who you taking?
No, you do. Just in case. Just in case.
You think I'm gonna ask you a hard hitting question?
Maybe. Are you guys?
Yeah, here's the hard hitting question. Who fuck you taking in the Preakness?
Yeah, who's winning? What's the trifecta for all the money?
Ooh, trifecta box.
The trifecta box for all the money. We'll just do it in number order first.
Yep.
Secret Oath. The Philly, the TVG Mike tipped us off to.
Absolute
in the Kentucky
Philly.
Oaks.
Yep.
Beautiful win there. Comes to take on the boys at the Preakness. Positioned pretty well. Like, would it be pretty, like a little surprising to have her come in and beat Epicenter? Who
sure,
is,
it would.
Yeah.
Epicenter is the guy in this.
Yep.
Is Epicenter the favorite?
Yes. Epicenter is the favorite, 6-5. So, very, very short price. Not worth the trip to
the window.
Some
6-5.
Say.
Yeah. Jeez.
So Epicenter, if you missed the Kentucky Derby somehow, had it won, snatched out of his hands by Dick Strike.
Yeah, that was
to finish second. Comes in here and is a staunch favorite. Very much the speed will likely be stalking early voting.
Okay.
Who is Chad Brown's horse, who did not go to the Kentucky Derby and was pointed.
Fresh legs
pointed to the Preakness. The story there is a 1:26 early time form pace, which means, you know, it's going to be out on the front.
Yeah.
It actually finished second in the Wood Memorial by a neck. But figures to be an improver here, which is what, you know, like you're looking at Secret Oath, like Secret Oath just ran the best race she's ever ran in her life and has to improve now. Early voting coming out of the wood at Aqueduct, like, it's more plausible to expect that improvement. So early voting is the win bet. Right now it's 7-2 on the morning line. That'll probably be bet down to, you know, 3-1, maybe 2-1. And, you know, Epicenter, I think you're going to be looking at it like a -200.
Is Cyberknife in?
Cyberknife is not in.
Jeez. So what are the numbers on the trifecta box?
Cyberknife, Abyss,
the trifecta box numbers are 8 with 5. With 4.
Okay.
Jeez. And then if you want to play it even safer, Simplification, who ran a cute 4th in the Kentucky Derby. You know, it's tough to like the one slot, but I guess you could throw in the one.
Fun fact, if you're new to horse racing, for the trifecta is you have to get all three horses in row.
Correct.
Correctly in a row. Trifecta boxes, you just have to have the correct top three horses. They can come in any order. But you don't have to only pick three horses. Obviously, your odds get worse, but you can pick four horses, and if three of those four horses finish in the top three, you win. But obviously, the more horses you add, the less money you win.
Yep. Also, just worth noting real quick, we are fading a former Bob Baffert trainee.
Ooh, fade.
In Argonac.
Argonac.
Do not quote my pronunciation on that one.
Argonac.
The 7 horse. Trained by Tim Yachtine.
Tim Yachtine.
Yeah.
High octane Yachtine. Timmy.
50 way.
Yeah. But anyway, that's Baffert horse. He's 12-1.
We're fading them.
Yep. I got this baseball parlay. You want to tell me what you think?
So you like in the order 8-5-4?
8-5-4. 5 on top, actually. I would go 5 with the 8 and the 4.
So you like the 5.
What's the trifecta?
I'm betting on the 5.
Who are we putting the fucking bucket on, dude?
Tell Gumby your stupid baseball parlay.
Hey, why are you calling it stupid, dude? You're stupid.
I did another alternate, yeah.
That was fucking cool.
How'd that second round latte go?
Second round
latte. No, that's full tournament. You just did it this morning.
But I do have money on JT, you know, to
hell yeah.
Be second round leader.
I do as well. All right, so Cardinals against the Pirates.
Yeah, we like it.
Rays against the Orioles.
Yeah.
We like Yanks. Yanks, obviously. Like. Blue Jays.
Who the Blue Jays got?
Cincinnati Reds.
Who's on the
Rio
bump for
versus
the...
Castillo.
Ooh.
Did we not talk about them?
No, we didn't.
-172 there. I got that.
I mean, that full game.
And then Rangers puck line.
I mean, that's where you... Fuck.
That's where you just...
Plus...
Do you not know that you're going up against 20,000 screaming Caniacs, brother?
Yeah, and Ronta's a sieve, and they got no juice.
Well, I mean, they fucking shut you down, guys, pretty good. Last
scored no, one no, no. goal. No. Goal, dude. Hey, Shesty was losing his bladder in Pittsburgh, and he looks perfectly at home with 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
Except
I'll
for
tell
that
you that
goal he gave up in the final couple minutes.
Oh, yeah,
you had me until Rangers
puck line.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's 9-1. I put my entire FanDuel balance on it, so drinks on me if that one comes home.
Sweet. Hopefully it hits.
So my parlay had the Mets in it, plus 1.5 for first five.
So it's void.
So that's void. Feels but like the other four played. Were Cardinals +1.5, Marlins +1.5 first five, Yankees +1.5, and the Sox +1.5 first five. I don't know what the odds are on that right now because of the void, but.
It's a good bet.
I kind of like whoever suggested that. We appreciate it. Good luck to everyone this weekend. We can't thank you enough for listening and watching
soak
all
up
week.
The last weekend of the EPL, my
soak
friends.
It up. Soak
everyone
it in.
Plays at 11 a.m.
Soak that wow. in. Soak a major golf championship.
Stevie G hell masterclass yeah. away from trouble for the lads.
Soak in the second leg of the Triple Crown, which Rich Dick isn't running, so that ruins that.
Yep.
Soak in the NHL playoffs.
Good on them, though,
soak
for
in the
doing
NBA
what's
playoffs.
Best for their horse.
Soak, sure. Yeah, good on them. Sure. Good on them. Yeah. We don't need a, yeah. Good on. We don't need a situation. Soak in the sun.
You keeping that sticker on the shirt? That's
yeah. Soak in the good times.
It's me. It's me, Ezekiel.
Soak in the weekend.
Soak up the sun.
And hopefully all that leads to soaking in some money.
Soak it up. Soak it up.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.